we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan in
Animal Crackers. This blooming grass. I don't see any sense in having grass anyway unless you're a cow.
Jimmy, get on with more than that lawn.
Here he comes, the slave driver from Soaky Old Street. Grandfather, I'm only having a wee rest the new, you know.
Rest? You've not been at it 5 minutes yet.
Well, why don't you buy a motor mower?
Jimmy, we just can't afford one.
You could get it on the Never Never, like the telly. 10 bob down and 5 bob every time the man catches you in.
Away with you, Jimmy.
But you could lie there on your back sunbathing while I did the work, like you always do.
What's that?
Hey, you always do too much, I mean. While you were lying on the grass, in 2 minutes, I could do the front lawn, the back lawn, and give you a short back and sides.
Oh, you're a terrible boy, Jimmy. Now, you've had a shilling to do that lawn, so get on with it.
All right. The things you have to do for a couple of lollipops. I wonder what Whack-a-Whittle does next door. I never hear him using the lawnmower. And his grass is always short. I wonder if he has a goat.
Hello there. How's young Jim?
Hello, Mr. Whittle. Have you got a goat in your house?
No. That smell's coming from the kitchen. My old dad's cooking something for the cat. It has got a very strong odoressness, though.
No, I mean your grass is always shorter than ours.
Ah, that's probably because your old lawnmower's worn out. They don't make them anymore. That model's obscene. Shall I have a look at it?
Yes, please. Climb over the fence, Mr. Whittle.
Are you sure it'll burn me, wait?
Of course it will.
Okay, then. Oh!
Mind, I could be wrong.
What's going on here? What's happened to my fence?
Look, Jock, if you'd like to get me a few nails and a hammer, I'll have your fence up in a jiffy.
Right, old Whittle. And now the excitement's over, Jimmy. You get back to your grass cutting.
Mr. Whittle wants to look at the moor first. What's wrong with it, Mr. Whittle?
Well, now, the first thing is these cogs need cleaning. But you mustn't use anything harsh. You need the softest thing you can find.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Mr. Whittle.
We found it.
You what?
Alfie Olia. You'll never find anything softer than him.
Oh, you're a right young clip you are, Jim.
Oh, I see you've got your lawnmower out. Are you going to cut the grass?
No, Mr. Whittle asked me to sharpen his pencil.
How can you sharpen a... Oh, you're trying to be funny again. I'll smack your ear hole for you.
No, Alf. There was no intention to insulate you. Was there, Jim?
No, I'm sorry if I annoyed you, Alfie.
Yeah, all right, then I'll forget it.
Well, Jim, I don't think I can do nothing about your lawnmower at the moment. I should carry on with it for now.
All right, I'd better get started before Grandad comes back. Or he'll warm my britches the new.
Is your Susan in, Jim?
Not yet. She should be home any minute now, though. Go in and wait for her.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'll just wait here, and then I can see you coming.
Well, why don't you have a bit of a walk up and down the garden?
What for?
Oh, nothing. Just that while you were walking, you could push the lawnmower in front of you.
Hey, you're a crafty little monkey.
Oh, I'm all there with me cough drops.
Aye, all right, give it to you. Yeah, I quite like cutting grass, really.
Hey, I'm not kidding, Jim. You could get round anybody.
I hope Alfie gets a move on. I've just spotted our Susan at the end of the road. Oh, good, she stopped to talk to somebody. Keep going, Alfie. You're doing very well for a learner.
I found a bird.
Is he talking about our Susan?
I thought she found him in a lucky dip.
There's something wrong with the bird's leg.
Hey, it's a young crow I've spotted.
Ah, did him get his little leg then? Never mind, Uncle Alfie, make it better.
What's up with it?
He's had a nasty shock.
How do you mean?
He's just found out it's related to Alfie.
Look, never mind the jokes. The poor thing's at its leg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's have a look. It likes me. I'll take it in the house and give it something to eat and drink.
Sorry I've been so long, I couldn't find a hammer. Can you finish it with this mallet?
Mr. Sinclair, how can you be so cruel?
What are you talking about?
It's in a defenceless bird with a great big mallet. Take it in the house, Jim.
Righto, Alfie. Come on, Birdie. Sorry, Birdie, did I frighten you? Come on and see me, Mum.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Have you finished, Kitty? What's that you've got?
A little crow, Mum.
Oh, Jimmy, what are you bringing it in here for?
For something to eat and drink. It's hurt its leg.
Oh, poor little thing. Bring it in the kitchen here.
Right, Mum. You hold it while I get a saucer.
No, you hold it. I'll get the saucer. There's some water in that jug.
Right, Mum, I'll get it.
No, not that one. That's my cough mixture. Over there.
Come on, Birdie. Sup up. It won't drink like this. It's like me granddad. He wants to stand against the bar. Here we are, Birdie.
Careful, Jimmy. Keep hold of it.
It's all right, Mum. Just don't move quickly.
Hello, Mother. I'm home. Oh, what a day.
Help! You've done it now, Big Mouth.
Help, Mother. There's a bird in here.
Oh, what a brain. We know you're clocked.
Jimmy, catch it. Oh, Jimmy, do something.
All right, keep still.
Help, it's flying for me.
It's looking for somewhere to hide, and it thinks your mouth's a crow's nest. If you don't shut it, it'll nip in and lay an egg.
Shh, quiet now. It's settled somewhere.
Shh, I can see it. Come on, Birdie. Uncle Jimmy will look after you. Got it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, it frightened the life out of me.
Frighten you? What do you think you did to the bird? It's having a quiet drink and a bit of bread when the door bursts open and in comes Dracula's daughter. It's a wonder its feathers didn't turn white.
Do you mean you brought it in here to give it a drink of water and bread?
Yes, and I'd do the same for you if I could.
What?
Put you on bread and water for 6 months.
That's enough, Jimmy. Susan, the bird has hurt its leg and he was looking after it.
Yes, I was doing what the vicar says. Always be kind to dumb animals, except when it's your sister.
No, shut up, you infant. Well, you ought to take it to the police station, Mother. They'll see that it's taken care of, or if it's too bad, they'll put it to sleep.
What? You bird murderer.
Oh, Jimmy, don't be so ridiculous. Look, take it to that shop in Grosvenor Street where they have all the cages in the window. Mr. Bottomley's. He'll tell you what to do.
Oh, yes, Mum, that's it, thanks. Come on, little crow, say bye-bye to your Mum, but keep away from Catty Clara, the bird killer. No wonder she puts red paint on her clothes. It's to hide the blood.
Good morning, young man. Good morning, good morning.
Hello, are you Mr. Bottomley?
Yes, that is right. I am, yes, I am Mr. Bottomley.
You don't sound very sure. Do you only sell cages or do you keep birds here?
Yes, of course. Yes, indeed I do. I keep dozens of our little feathered friends. In fact, I grieve whenever I have to sell one.
Oh, I see. Well, I've got a bird in this cardboard box. I found it. It can't walk properly.
Oh, dear, is it injured? Has it damaged something, broken something?
Yes, its leg, all three of them.
Pardon?
Here, have a look. Come on, Birdie. I want to give it to you.
Oh, it's a crow. I couldn't have that, keep that. I couldn't take that. No one would buy it.
Well, you wouldn't get upset then, having to sell it. Besides, crows don't whistle, so it wouldn't annoy you.
No, but they caw.
They what?
Caw. Caw, you know. Caw, caw, caw.
Caw, blimey. Well, that's how it sings. Caw, 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 caw.
All right, I know that's how they sing. But it's got a damaged leg.
Well, what do you want, a singer or a dancer? Anyway, you can't can't leave the poor little thing outside, hopping round on one leg.
No, of course not. Leave it to me. I'll see it's looked after.
Good.
I must say you have been very kind, very nice, very thoughtful to bring it here. Yes, you're a very good boy, a good boy, good boy.
I feel like a pup who's just done a trick.
Anyway, I'd like to reward you for your kind act.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Please, now let me see if I have a shilling.
Oh, I don't think I should.
No, I want you to have it.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, very well, if that's how
you... But if you insist, I'll have it.
Oh, right then. Well, I said a shilling, didn't I? A shilling? Yes, a shilling.
Thank you. That's the easiest three bob I've earned. Goodbye, 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 and you'll see me again, again, and again, and again, and again.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, no, it's not you again.
Yes, tis. So far I've brought you two poor lonely birds, but this time I thought I'd make you happy. I've brought you a family.
What?
A nest with two sparrows, three eggs and a tin of worms to feed them on, half a crown the lot.
Please, no more birds. I couldn't stand it. I refuse. I won't. No.
That's not a very nice welcome for a lad who's given all his time to helping our poor dumb friends.
They're also getting all my money. I will not buy another bird.
I haven't come to sell you another bird.
Oh, good. Fine. That's all right then.
I brought you a frog.
I'll just help you to clear away.
No, I'll do it, Mother. I've got the tray here. I suppose I better leave a place for King James.
Yes. I expect His Majesty has been kept in at school again.
Oh, well, Pat, some of these schoolmasters have no sense of humour. They just don't appreciate Jim's wee jokes.
No, that's right. Nobody must say anything about Grandad's little angel.
There's the little angel now. It sounds as though he's dropped his harp.
No, you're as soft with him as I am, Pat.
I won't be if he brings any more animals in here. Crows, robins, sparrows. We only need an eagle to start our own aviary.
You sure that was him? He usually bursts in like someone who's been on hunger strike for a month.
Hello, Mum, Grandad.
Oh, it is you. What have you been doing since you came in?
I went up to the bathroom to, wash me hands.
Without being threatened? Things are looking up.
Oh, never mind the jokes, ma'am. Is the tea ready, please?
We've finished ours. Susan cooked the tea half an hour ago.
Oh, cookhouse Kate's been at it again, has she? Suppose I'm having the usual, baked beans and bicarbonate of soda.
No, I'm not having any cheek from you. If you're late from school in future, you can cook your own tea.
Susan's quite right. You're most ungrateful. There aren't many sisters who would cook your tea like Susan does.
They couldn't cook it like she does. Not unless they fried it in wagon grease.
Jimmy, you've said enough. Get on with your tea, and I don't want to hear another word about food.
All right.
I'm going up to have my bath, Mother. I won't be very long.
Wait a minute. Don't go yet.
Why not?
I want to go up and wash my hands first. I must have clean hands to eat this lovely tea.
You've just washed your hands.
I mean my knees, then.
Why wash your knees before your tea?
Well, I'm a sloppy eater and some might fall on me lap. I mean, I can't put it back on the plate if my knees are dirty, can I?
No, don't be so silly. Go on, Susan.
Righto, Mother. I'll be down in 10 minutes.
You'll probably be down in 10 seconds.
What was that?
Nothing. Well, I think I'll go out and play, Mum. I'll nip upstairs for me roller skates.
You finish your tea before you go anywhere.
But, Mum, I just want to go upstairs for a minute. Too late.
What was that?
I think the bathroom door wants oiling. Well, I've had enough tea. I'll just go
you
out.
You little horror. You horrible thing. Take that.
Oh, you big soft Nelly.
Susan, what are you doing?
A nut by the look of it.
There's a frog in the bath. A frog.
What?
I went to get washed and I saw this horrible thing looking at me with great beady eyes.
You were looking in the mirror. I'll go up and see.
You come here, Jimmy, and explain.
She's making it up. I'll go and look for myself.
He put it there, I know.
Yes, he went up to the bathroom when he came in.
Well, if he was trying to scare Susan, I'll tan his hide for him.
I don't know what she's talking about. There's no frog up there.
No, I shouldn't think there is now. What have you got your hand in your pocket for, Jimmy?
I'm cold. Excuse me, I must have eaten my tea too quickly. me dinner.
Take that frog out of the house this minute and get rid of it.
Yes, Mum. Right, Mum. Straight away, Mum.
And when you come back, if you're still cold, I'll think of a way to warm you.
It's all her blinking fault. Fancy having a bath on Monday. Off you go, Froggy. You've been a right dead loss. Never mind, I like you, even if you have an ugly face.
Were you talking to me, Jane?
Oh, no, Mr. Grace. Hey, when did you buy the puppy?
Is it still here? Go away, doggy. Go on, shoo. Psst, psst, psst,
psst. Shut up, he'll think you're a cat. He knows about them.
You mean cats?
Quiet, boy, quiet. Don't mention that word, Mr. Craythorpe. Anyway, whose dog is it?
I don't know. It hasn't a collar.
Oh, maybe it's an orphan like my frog was. Why don't you keep it?
My sister would never have a dog. She says the house always smells.
Well, the dog would get used to that.
Oh, James. Look, why don't you keep him?
What? If I even took a ladybird in there, I'd be shot.
Oh, yes, I've heard all about your activities this week. Bring him back alive, James. I know. I'll take it along to the police station.
What? And they'll give it the chopper like they would have done with my crow?
No, 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 not necessarily. Someone might take a liking to it and give it a home.
I know. I'll take it to Mr. Bottomley at the pet shop. He'll look after it. I mean, he didn't want a frog, but a puppy's different, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, James. We really ought to take it to the police in case it's not a stray and its owner is looking for it.
But it's too young to go to jail. Look, we'll take it to the pet shop and you can tell the police where it is, eh?
Yes, I suppose it may be more comfortable there.
Of course, and there's the money to think of.
What money?
The 5 bob I'll get from Mr. Bottomley. It agrees, don't you, puppy? You don't want to be chained in a nasty cell. All right, get down. Stop licking me legs. Mind your shoes, Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh! Oh, naughty doggy! Come along then, doggy. We ought to give her a name, really. What about Jessie?
I should change your glasses, Mr. Craythorpe.
Why?
Well, I think Jesse would be a lot happier if you called him Joe.
But, James, since the pet shop won't have him, we ought to take Joe to the police.
Look, Mr. Bottomley said his friend would have Joe if I brought him back on Saturday.
Yes, but it's only Wednesday today.
So I'm going to leave Joe with my pal Oz Higginbottom for a few days.
But Oswald's father might not like having a dog in the house.
Get away, Mr. Higginbottom loves dogs. He even likes Ozzy. Anyway, we're here now, so it's no use arguing.
I shouldn't worry about Mr. Higginbottom yet. It's almost time for the Rose and Crown to open, so he'll be down there leaning on the pub door.
Well, keep the dog behind your back just the same, in case Mr. Higginbottom hasn't gone yet. It might be better if Ozzy showed Joe to his father.
Oh, we're not so confident now, are we?
It's not that. I don't want the dog to get too much of a shock. They don't call Mr. Higginbottom Foggle and Fred for nothing.
Yes, what is it?
Hello, Mr. Foghorn. Higginbottom?
Oh, it's you, Clitheroe. What have you come to upset me about this time?
Nothing. I was hoping you'd be out. I mean, Mr. Craythorpe said you'd be leaning on the pub door.
Oh, you're here, Craythorpe. What's this about me leaning on a pub door?
Leaning on... nothing. James didn't mean that.
You aren't strong enough to push a pub door open, you big Jesse. What's that?
Say pardon, Mr. Craythorpe. He's been eating radishes.
Craythorpe, what are you holding behind your back?
His trousers, he's busted his braces.
Well, if you must know, it's a little dog. Look.
Yes, I've brought it for Ozzy.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
If you're giving it away, it's probably got distemper, the mange, and a touch of bubonic plague.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, if Ozzy doesn't have the dog, the police are going to put it to sleep.
Is it mad?
Well, it's not very pleased about it.
Graythorpe, this isn't funny.
Well, it isn't really in any danger, James.
No, but you are. If you try to take the mickey out of me again, Theodora, I'll tie your looks together.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, you must be busy, so can I come in and see Ozzy?
No.
Can he come out then?
No.
Well, can I shout to him?
No.
If I write a note, will you throw it into his cell?
No. I'll belt your look for you in a minute.
Oh, come along, James. You're wasting your time with him.
For once you're right, Crayfish. So you can take that dog away and take this Clitheroe pup with you.
Now, see here, Higginbottom. I won't have you talking about James like that.
Oh. Well. Well, what are you going to do to stop me?
He'll knock you down, that's what.
No, James.
Oh, will he?
No, please.
Come on, Craythorpe.
Let go, Higginbottom. Well, put me down, you're twisting my collar.
I'm sorry. I thought it was your neck. Now, what are you going to do to stop me calling James?
I'll...
Yes?
I'll tell him not to listen.
Go on, beat it, both of you.
Come on, Mr. Craythorpe, are you all right?
I'm not sure. It's no use, James. With a brute like he is, one has to swallow one's pride.
Yes, or he'll make you swallow your Adam's apple.
And think on, you're no better in future. You don't bring your own mongrels to this house.
No, we ought to have brought a pig.
Jimmy, will you stop climbing on the back of my chair?
Sorry, Grandad, I was just looking out of the window.
That's about the sixth time you've looked in the last 2 minutes. What do you want to see?
Alfie Hall. I mean, I thought I saw Alfie.
Oh, he's not coming for you. He's taking Susan for a walk.
I wonder if he's bought a lead.
Oh, don't be funny.
I didn't mean Susan. I meant for the dog. I meant Susan.
Are you up to something, my boy?
Of course not. That'll be Alfie. I'll let him in. Susan! Alfie's here!
All right. Calm down. Just open the door and bring him in.
Righto, ma'am.
Hello, Jim. I brought Joe, like you said.
Shh, you mug. I said pretend I've never seen him before. Cut it out, Joe. We're supposed to be strangers. Well, what a surprise. Come in, Alfie. Susan, look at the smashing present Alfie's brought for you.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Alfie, that is nice of you.
Oh, what a wee beauty. What's his name?
Joe.
How do you know?
He told me. Alfie told me. Just now, he whispered.
Really, Alfie, it's very nice, but I hope it didn't cost too much.
Oh, no, I got it for nothing. Don't hold me ankle.
He means next to nothing. Did I bump you? Oh, the doorbell, thank goodness.
Just a minute, we'll sort this out when I come back.
Alfie, what made you think I'd like a dog?
Yeah, I didn't. Now get off!
He means he didn't know for sure, don't you?
Yes.
There's something smells a bit fishy here.
It's Alfie's been for their kippers.
Come in, Mr. Whittle. I'm very glad you called.
Oh, dearie me. I didn't mean to cause no trouble. I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't know this dog business was a secret, and I told your ma. It seems as if I've made a bit of a fox's paws, eh?
Oh, no, the mouth of the Mersey Tunnel.
What is all this, Pat?
Jimmy found that dog, and he daren't bring it himself, so he used Alfie.
But he said I could give it to Susan for a present.
Yes, until Saturday, when no doubt it would have mysteriously disappeared to the pet shop.
But why would he take it to the pet shop?
Of course. What do I care about 5 shillings? Ow! Get off me here, Grandad.
I'll give you something to remember, my boy.
Please, Father, not in front of Mr. Whittle.
No, and you're staying for supper, aren't you, Mr. Whittle? In fact, you can have my bed for the night.
Just a minute, Jock, and you, Pat. Jim was only thinking of the dog, really. You know, getting it a good home. The 5 bob is only incidental.
Now, Mr. Whittle, it's no use trying to defend him.
Oh, go on, Pat. Don't be hard on the nipper. Let the dog stay till Saturday.
Oh, please, ma'am. Go on, and I promise I'll be good.
Well, Pat, maybe it would be better for the wee dog to have a decent home.
Oh, you men, you're all the same.
Oh, good old ma'am. As Mr. Whittle would say, you are definitely my favourite juicy.
Mr.
Jimmy's taking his time at that pet shop, Father.
Well, it's Saturday morning, Pat. They're probably busy.
Well, he'd better not bring that dog back with him. This home looks as though a tornado had hit it. 3 cushion covers ruined.
Not to mention the meal it made of my slippers.
Is that you, Jim?
Yes, ma'am. I've got some news for you.
The only news I want to hear is that you've got rid of the dog.
Oh, yes. And Mr. Bottomley gave me 7 and 6, not 5, Bob.
Good. Well, that compared to the damage to my cushions.
Oh, he's gone.
What? You've spent 7 and 6 already?
Well, that's the news. You know the old rag and bone man?
Aye.
He's having to pack up. He can't afford to go on any longer. And he's an old man.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, ma'am, I knew you wouldn't like to see a poor dumb animal put to sleep.
What do you mean?
I bought the rag and bone man's old donkey.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, who played both Mr. Whittle and Mr. Craythorpe, Danny Ross, Tony Melody, Graham Rigby, and Herbert Smith as the animals. The recorded program, written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.
Thank you.